Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyûm ve tûbü ileyh. Estağfurullah ve mağfirete ve hidayete innehu ettevvâbu'r-rahîm. Ve affu ennâ yâ kerîm, ve affu ennâ yâ kerîm, ve affu ennâ yâ kerîm. Vahşir lina bi fazlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik'i ya Kudüs'ü ya Hafif'i ya Allah. El evvel ya Allah, el ahir ya Allah. El zahir ya Allah, el batin ya Allah. Hayyihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverina ya Şefi Ebbizzedin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allah-u Teala fi kitab-el aziz evzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا الْإِنْسَانِ أَعْرَضَ نَعَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَاهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَرْسَى صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظِيمِ Allah-u Teala says in the Qur'an al-Azim, and when we bestow favors on men, he returns away and behaves proudly, and when evil afflicts him, he is in despair. There is one thing, ibadallah, which is common to all of us human beings, no matter whether we are Muslims or Christians or Jews or fire worshippers, no matter which from which corner of the world we are, we are slaves of our desires. That is unavoidable, because every single part of our body, your feet, they express their desire. They want to be cleaned, the toes has to be cut, they need socks, they need shoes, and walking upwards, your legs wants to walk and promenade and go to fun places, and between the two is the most dangerous one, what you have there, wants, all desires, all sorts of unseemly things. Upwards, your stomach wants to eat, your heart, all the things which it desires, your hands, your tongue, your ears, your mind, your thoughts, so many desires. And you spend your whole life to attain those desires. That is what the meaning of life is for all human beings. And as Allah Ta'ala says, when you attain what you desire, you are happy and you are proud. But when you do not attain what you desire, that is the pain in which we suffer. Principally, we want something, we strive to get it, we can't have it, and we are desperate. When you get old like me, yesterday I became 90, granted, those desires, they diminish. The feet, the legs, they don't want to go anywhere. In fact, they don't want to get up from the chair in which I sit. My stomach is not really too much interested in food anymore. Neither that which is between my legs. My heart just wants to be quiet, wants no more any disturbance of the desires. And I really don't want to work to attain much which I desire. Yet I must say that it is not all gone. Me too, at the age of 90, I am a slave of my desires. Allah Ta'ala talked to Bayezid Bistami, Qudusi-Sirrah al-Fattahi, and he said, "Ya Bayezid, ask me whatever you want, I will give it to you." Hazrat Bayezid, Rasulullah. And the answer of Hazrat Bayezid was, "O Lord, I desire not to desire." I desire not to desire. And Allah said, "Ya Bayezid, don't you see? You still desire. Because you desire not to desire. You cannot get away from it. But there are ways, and Islam being one, that one may and one should reduce one's desires and should not be a slave to one's desires. Above all, if you notice and if you think and if you are conscious, you will find out many of the things which you desire is ego. It's sinful. And only too late we realize, oops, you know, I wanted that thing and I have it now. But distinctly, clearly, it is sinful. But we do not repent. Sinful that it is, we enjoy it and do it again. It is only if we would remember that, you see, at the beginning of my khutbah I prayed and said, "Hayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala." Both hayr and shar, both good deeds and sins, they are not two separate things. They are but one. For a good deed is the abandonment of evil. My sheikh used to say, the shaitani ra'in can lead you in the right way. All what you have to do is just do the opposite of what he wants you to do. There are two angels, we believe, sitting on our two shoulders. This one here registers the sin. But when we desire something which is sinful, and when we attain it, we are sinning. The angel lifts the pen, but doesn't write it as a sin on our book. Wait till we make tawbah, till we repent. And if we do repent, not only that it is written here as a sin, but it is written here as a good deed. To prove that evil and good deed are one, only they are not two separate things. That good deed is the abandonment of sin and of evil. And indeed, if it weren't for the attraction of the sin, we wouldn't abandon the good deed and become sinful. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Give us the ability, the tawfiq, to be able to distinguish the right from wrong. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of iman to do the right instead of the wrong. Amen. Amen. You fed us, we were new, you clothed us, we didn't know how to walk or how to talk, you taught us how to walk and how to talk. Ya Rabbi, every second, every breath of our lives, you knew what we needed and you always furnished what we needed. We cannot possibly count your blessings upon us. Yet, Ya Rab, we think all the good things which we have, that we have done it ourselves. And all the evil things which we have done is always somebody else's fault. O Lord, O the Creator, the Nourisher, the Forgiver, the Compassionate One. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness. Teach us thankfulness and realize that none of the things which we have is the fruit of my own doing. Ya Rabbi, when you say that you will not give us anything which we want unless we strive for it, we should understand that the striving for it does not guarantee that we will have it, that it is just a simple, active way of begging you to give it to us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us, teach us thankfulness, and count us amongst your thankful servants. And Ya Rab, sometimes You test us. You test our loyalty to You. You test our obedience to You. You test the strength of our faith in You. You test our love for You. Not that You know not, so that we know ourselves. And You never test us above our forbearance. You test us with little pain, little hunger, little sickness, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all belongs to You. And Ya Rab, in Your book, You praise patience. You say that the patience is the key to paradise. You say it is half of Iman. You say it is the source of victory in this life. Ya Rab, we never show patience. On the contrary, we complain about You. We complain about You to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our wives, to our friends. Woe, we tyrannize ourselves. Shame on us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Teach us patience. And count us amongst Your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, You say hold on to Islam and do not separate yourselves from each other. Your beloved in his last khutbah said, a mu'min is a brother to a mu'min, and all the mu'mins is one nation, my ummah. And he says, my ummah is like one single body. If it is finger aches, if it whole body aches. And he also says that if we do not love each other for Your sake, our Iman is incomplete. Ya Rab, we follow none of this. 1,600,000,000 of us there is who call ourselves Muslims. We are not united like a broken mirror. We are just spread all around the place by ourselves, thinking that we could survive by ourselves. Ya Rab, have mercy on Ummati Muhammad. For once we were united, and when we were united, we were beautiful and wise and strong and compassionate and loving. And in return, everybody loved us, and everybody even copied us, and even everybody feared us. Ya Rab, bring back the unity to Ummat Muhammad. Bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the compassion and the loving back to Ummat Muhammad. Ameen. Bihurmati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen. Allahumma qadda ya Sayyidina Muhammadin maqtayata al-Mariwan. Fataqad al-Asaran. Fatarar al-Jadidan. Fatakar al-Farkadan. وبارك بروحه وارواح اهل بيته من الطهيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله الانبياء والمرسلين والابناء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل تاجك اجمعين من اهل السماوات والارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين امين والحمد لله رب العالمين